Writer and actor Seth Rogen met James Franco on the 1999 TV series Freaks and Geeks, produced by Judd Apatow. Rogen co-wrote and stars with Franco in the new film Pineapple Express. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The latest film from the Judd Apatow factory, Pineapple Express, is a foul-mouthed stoner comedy that morphs into an over-the-top, gross-out action flick. The star, Seth Rogen, plays Dale, a pothead process server who witnesses a brain-spattering drug-related murder and goes on the lam, pursued by assassins, accompanied by his befuddled dealer, Saul, played by James Franco. Rogen co-wrote the movie with Evan Goldberg. The pair also wrote last summer's Apatow-produced hit Superbad, a coming-of-age story with another bad trip. To score with girls, Superbad's virginal teen heroes went in search of booze, an odyssey that took them into a druggy wasteland of scary child men. Now Rogen and Goldberg and the director, indie art house darling David Gordon Green, in his slob comedy debut, exploit that wasteland for kicks. The movie they've slapped together has a hollow, heartless feel. It's plodding lazy, even by stoner comedy standards. There is, however, something to be said for even second-rate stoner comedies. After some bad decades of overdoses, crack cocaine, and the surprisingly potent Just Say No movement, it suddenly wasn't cool to laugh at people hacking up the contents of their lungs over humongous doobies. But stoner comedies have crept back into the mainstream. First came The Big Lebowski and its improbable pothead gumshoe, The Dude. Then Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle gave us a surreal druggy odyssey in which the most obscenely fatty of all fast foods was the Holy Grail. The audience seemed grateful to laugh again at marijuana, something illegal and socially irresponsible, but for all its dangers, a big part of American culture. In Apatow's Knocked Up, Rogen played a stoner living among stoners, but the agenda was unlike the usual pot comedies. Apatow wrung as many gags out of dope as he could, then made it clear his hero had to set aside the bong and take responsibility for himself and his new dependents. It seemed rather opportunistic, but it allowed both potheads and moralists to enjoy the ride. The same double edge is in Pineapple Express. The heroes are forced to grow up, in this case, to take arms against killers. But it's the pot stuff that's the most entertaining. I could listen for hours to Rogen and Franco shoot the cannabis-scented breeze.
What's up with the suit?
Well, I'm a process server, so I have to wear a suit.
Wow. You're a servant? Like a butler? Chauffeur?
No, what? No, I'm not like... No, I'm
Shine
a,
shoes?
I'm a process server. I like...
In process.
I work for a company that's like hired by lawyers to like hand out legal documents, like subpoenas to people who don't want them, so I gotta wear like disguises sometimes just to make them admit that they're themselves so I can serve them the papers.
Disguise?
Kind of, I guess. It's a hell of a job.
That's cool, man.
Like a day-to-day basis, it's fine. Like,
you got a great job where you don't do anything?
That's what I say.
I wish I had that.
Are you kidding? You do. You have the easiest job on earth.
That's true.
You didn't think of that.
No. I do have a good job.
Yeah, you do nothing.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Good times. And James Franco finally gets the breakout role he deserves. In loose striped pants, his hair long and floppy, he shows off his radiant good nature. Even his irritability carries a wisp of childlike wonder. But Rogen's jabber, hilarious and knocked up, feels more and more like shtick, and with its echoes of Albert Brooks, secondhand shtick. Dale has a cute high school girlfriend, played by Amber Heard, but it's even harder to fathom her attraction to him than it was Katherine Heigl's in Knocked Up. The supporting cast has its moments, many of them belonging to Danny McBride as the infantile dealer's dealer, but it's mostly stereotype city. The most distinctive touch is the gore, akin to a Three Stooges comedy where Moe actually pokes out Curly's eyes. But there's something spiritually off in the mix of pothead slacker jokes and formula buddy action movie carnage. When the picture gets moist with male bonding, you can't tell how you're supposed to react. Stoner comedies like The Big Lebowski and Harold and Kumar and the films of Cheech and Chong make a point of thumbing their noses at dopey formulas in the name of a higher dopiness. Even if it's partly a put-on, the pothead machismo of Pineapple Express is a trip to nowhere.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.